Hello, explorers, and welcome to today's episode on the benefits of decluttering for your mind for effective ADHD management. Okay, such a fancy name here. So basically, just to summarize it, how decluttering helps with your ADHD. Okay, I can't figure out another way to say it, but I'm going to go ahead and dive into this because I'm so passionate about decluttering. It has changed my life. It has helped me so much with having to mitigate my ADHD symptoms without needing medication. And this is one of many things that I've incorporated in my day-to-day life. So let's just dive in. Let's go. Welcome to the Launching Forward podcast, a podcast dedicated to those who want to rocket towards greater physical, mental, and intellectual health, where we help you discover, explore, and achieve great and sustainable tips on how you can become mission fit forever and reach for the stars. In other words, explore your full potential. I am your host, the nutrition and math coach, Layla Aliyah. Let's get started. I love to say this a lot every time I'm on my Instagram, and I always say, a tidy home equals a tidy mind. You guys have seen me at night cleaning up my kitchen and saying, done, ready to go to bed. The kitchen has been clean, tidied, the dishwasher's going. I don't know what it is, but I love it when the dishwasher's on at night. It's like so therapeutic because something's being done while I'm sleeping, okay? So I'm going to share with you some benefits of decluttering and then also some tips on how to declutter for your mind, all right? So here we go. So tip number one, in terms of benefits of decluttering, and I'm not a doctor for saying this, but I know this for myself and for my clients, it really helps the need of thinking you need medication because you can focus better without so much noise around you, okay? Medication can only work so much, and if you don't have your environment around you kind of tidied up and centered, it's going to really help with your ability to focus because guess what? You're going to be focusing, but you're going to be focusing on the wrong things that have just come on your radar. So reduce the paralysis by analysis type thing. It helps you focus, and not only will it help you focus better, decluttering will help you save time because you won't lose as many things. And I've seen this on a show. I forgot the name of it. Malcolm in the Middle, and the dad has severe ADHD and he's going to do a task, but then on his way to doing a task, he wants to get another task done. While he's at it, he sees another task and he's like, no, I gotta go do this task instead. And then what ends up happening is like hours have gone by. His wife comes in and checks on him and he's like, can you see I'm trying to get so much done, when all he had to do was just literally one task. It's amazing how distracted we can get, and it's an ADHD stereotype. So really decreasing the need for adding medication to your, you know, your plan, this can really help decide if it's actually necessary or not. All right, explorers, especially my fellow ADD and ADHD friends, I have something really exciting to share with you, and I dare you to give it a try. I know we easily get sidetracked, distracted, and have a hard time focusing on the right things we need to put our energy in. But maybe we're just dealing with decision fatigue. We don't know how to study from home, and we have so much clutter around us, both physically and digitally and mentally. Well, I have a solution to this. I call it my OMG for ADD. An organization and math guide for students and parents with ADHD or ADD. It's a free guide for you to use to help you with your math studies, physical clutter, and digital clutter. I developed this guide from my life experiences as I was going through engineering school, working for NASA, corporate America, and traveling all over the world. I've also tried this technique multiple times with my clients and has been proven to be successful over and over again. Their grades go up, productivity increases, and the best part is my clients know where their things are. They're not overwhelmed. They're able to think clearly, and they're able to successfully study math from home and are feeling good about themselves, both physically, mentally, and intellectually. So give this guide a try. I'm curious to know what you think. It's on my website at laylaaliyah.com. That's LAILAALIEH. All right, let's get back to the show. And number two is, by decluttering, it really allows you to focus and not get sidetracked, which is pretty much what I said in the first tip. But just when there's a lot less noise, there's better focus. period. And number three, by decluttering, you're developing an organizational skill or structure in your normal routine. Not to mention the amount of time and money you save being able to get a task done and be very productive and efficient. Also, decluttering lets you really evaluate things and ask yourself these questions of like, do I need it? Does it bring me joy? If I were at the store, would I buy it again? That's a big one. And I heard about this method not only from Marie Kondo, but I've heard of so many different methods and techniques, and I've combined them all together actually into my guide. So do check it out on my website. It is a decluttering guide. Also, I have a math and organizational guide that help with kids with ADHD, and it has been a huge hit. It's something I want to give away for free because it has added so much value in my life. So let's say I'm looking at a product and I literally just ask all these questions. Now it gets a little scary because you like it and sometimes you wouldn't really buy it again. But let's face it, that's a hard question to ask. But does it make you happy? Does it trigger a memory for you? If it triggers a negative memory, you really got to get rid of it. There are so many things that I've sold and gotten rid of, but I kept it thinking that it was nice and I need it, but it just made me miserable. So not only did my ability to focus get better, but my happiness increased altogether. So by decluttering, you are developing an organizational skill and structure in your day-to-day life. And that's a huge benefit to it. So what are the tips on how you can declutter your mind? And here he goes. Number one is you want to eat a whole food diet. Number two, you want to tackle things as a family, like go and get some tasks done together. Sometimes by delegating, it declutters your mind. Number three is make a rule that one item comes in and one item goes out. So I learned this actually on HGTV. This lady had so many clothes. So they had to say, listen, if you bring something in the house, you need to get rid of something from the house. And I love that trade-off. Let's say, don't worry about the size, but worry about the quantity. Okay, let's say I bought a pair of pants. Okay, now I'm going to find something to get rid of, and I get rid of this raggedy shirt, or I get rid of a pack of paper clips that I don't need. That's kind of how I do my one comes in, one goes out type thing. It doesn't have to do with the size and volume, unless you really want it to make it that way. I like to just say, hey, I brought something in. That means I did not need something. Let's just take it out. And then the fourth item is make a checklist on the areas in your home and life that you want to tackle. So for example, if you want to declutter, I would tackle an area that really is causing a lot of unnecessary memory parking space in your brain, meaning letting things roam in your head rent-free. That is absolutely not necessary. So do make a checklist on the areas you really want to tackle and just put that on. Sometimes I have to literally turn off social media and say, hey guys, talk to you guys later. I'm working on a very special project. Talk to you soon. And it's pretty much like recording podcast episodes or spending an entire day cleaning the kitchen or spinning some yarn, listening to a book. These are things that are a priority and it helps declutter your mind. Multitasking, they said only 2% of the individuals in the world are experts in multitasking. We may be experts, but we are not good at finishing things or we're not doing it 100% perfect. So that was a lot. I'm trying to keep it under 15 minutes. And so I'm going to wrap this up. Do check out my decluttering freebie and also check out my math and organizational guide for kids with ADHD. It's really effective. And these are questions you can ask yourself as you're vetting through your items from paper clips all the way to furniture. What are the things that you can declutter in your life that really are not adding value to your life and it's cluttering your mind? We don't want that to happen. So have a great day. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Launching Forward podcast. If you got value from today's episode, please go ahead and share this podcast with someone whom you think would benefit from the show. Let's share the love of becoming mission fit forever and reach for the stars. As I mentioned, you never want to stop exploring your full potential.
If you are someone who wants to dive deeper into your health and or wants to finally develop a better understanding of math, then shoot us an email at Layla@LaylaAlia.com. That's Layla@LaylaAlia.com to learn more about our online coaching programs available to you worldwide. Then we can schedule a time to chat and discover how you can reach your full potential. You can also check out my products, ebooks, and other things that are on my website at LaylaAlia.com. All right, that's a wrap. Stay tuned on the next episode of Launching Forward. Have a fantastic day and remember to enjoy the journey. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Keep exploring. Bye.